From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Mexican authorities say a man they have in custody has been identified as the suspect who killed a Border Patrol agent east of San Diego Thursday night. Amy Isaacson of member station KPBS reports from Tijuana, Mexico.
Mexican authorities say a witness identified the man arrested near the murder scene as the one who killed Border Patrol agent Robert Rosas. U.S. and Mexican police launched a massive manhunt on both sides of the border after Rosas was shot to death. Mexican police found the supposed gunman, Ernesto Parra Valenzuela, walking in the rugged area 5 hours later. They say he had a pistol hidden in his clothes. Mexican authorities say their investigation then led them to a group of human smugglers that operated in the area and were also wanted by U.S. authorities. They say one of them fingered Parra Valenzuela. U.S. authorities say Border Patrol agent Rosas was shot Thursday evening while chasing a group of people trying to sneak across the border. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in Tijuana.
There's been a surprising result in voting in Iraq's northern Kurdistan province. An emerging political group appears to have taken enough votes to change the direction of the regional government. Initial voting results suggest the change movement, as it is known, may have upset some established politicians. Turnout was about 70%. Supporters say they chose the change movement because they're angry over Kurdish government corruption and inefficiency. The World Health Organization says one of its highest priorities is to give developing countries vaccine against the H1N1 swine flu virus. The WHO says it hopes the first vaccines will be available in early autumn before the winter cold sets in the Northern Hemisphere. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO spokesman Gregory Hartl says two drug companies have promised to contribute 150 million doses of vaccine to the World Health Organization.
Apart from that, we are also continuing to work with a range of different partners to secure more vaccine for developing countries.
Hartl says the first to receive the vaccines would be the least developed countries, and the first to get vaccinated would be healthcare workers. He says this is crucial because if they fall sick, no one would get treated for the disease. Several pharmaceutical companies have indicated they would not give free vaccines to developing countries, but would consider lowering prices for them. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The Texas Rangers baseball team says one of its players is recovering well from H1N1 flu. Pitcher Vicente Padilla was diagnosed 2 days ago with the illness. Several other Rangers players have reported being sick, and further flu test results are pending. The Rangers managers say all of the Texas Ranger players are beginning to recover. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The crew of the Space Shuttle Endeavour is gearing up for final tasks of the mission to the International Space Station. Astronauts will transfer 3 experiments to the Japanese Kibo Lab and prepare for the last spacewalk. From member station WMFE, Pat Duggins reports.
NASA hasn't ironed out the problem with astronaut Chris Cassidy's spacesuit when carbon dioxide built up in his air supply, just like during a spacewalk on Wednesday. Mission managers think the former Navy SEAL is working too hard. The astronauts also defended the International Space Station from veterans of the Apollo Moon program. Apollo 13 Commander Jim Lovell called the station an expensive white elephant. Endeavour Commander Mark Polansky disagreed.
If you think about what it takes to get all of these countries, including Russia, the United States, Japan, all the European countries, Canada, everybody that's participated, to get them actually working together on a project that occurs 200 miles up and out of the atmosphere, I think that's a pretty amazing accomplishment.
The fifth spacewalk of Endeavour's mission takes place on Monday, the shuttle undocks on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins reporting.
This is the last day in office for Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. She's stepping down, citing costs from ethics investigations. The former Republican vice presidential candidate has not detailed many of her next steps. She'll attend today the third of 3 farewell picnics in her honor. Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell will be sworn into office today to succeed her. A domestic partnership law scheduled to take effect today in Washington state is still on hold. It would let people who are registered partners but not legally married receive benefits married couples have. Both gay and straight couples would be able to take advantage of the law. Opponents say it undermines traditional marriage. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.